Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Late Breakfast. This is News Talk.
Now, this is Late Breakfast with me, Emmet Oliver. It's great to have you along. A lot of you are very exercised about the subject of waste. I know it's an endless battle because, as I said, a lot of these policies are set internationally at EU level and beyond. So how much Ireland can do is a moot point, but you can do certain things in your own household, I suppose. So that's where you might start. Now, as you know, as this year comes to an end, lots of people think about how they're going to be, looking at their media, what they're going to be listening to and consuming in the year ahead, and where were you should have been in 2025. My next guest is going to help us in the world of podcasts, and that is Dee Reddy, who is an entertainment journalist, podcaster and podcast producer as well, Dee.
Just
before we came in, we've been discussing. So this is a whole growing area, as we know. There's lots of money to be made. Some of the international ones, people are very wealthy on the back of them. On the other end, you've got companies doing a lot of stuff, doing their own content production and so on. You're going to go through some of the best ones internationally and the ones that are kind of the trendy ones that are kind of growing. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, not so much the trendy ones. But I guess what I was looking for in putting the list together for you, Emmet, was kind of, okay, what were the five podcasts across the year that I found the most compelling, the ones that, you know, in some cases, I think there's one of these that I actually ended up subscribing just so that I could listen to the rest of the episodes. And also I think what's handy about a lot of them is they're not time sensitive. They're nice contained listens, except for one of them. But you can kind of listen to them at any point in time. So a lot of them are telling stories that won't necessarily have moved on. So you can, like a really good book, you can go back and listen now, even if you missed it when it first came out.
And what's very interesting, you've certain themes that come up and what's people, you know, what are people attracted into? So let's kick off first, because crime is seemingly massive, right? You're starting with Jeremy Bamber's podcast, Blood Relatives.
So it's not, that's my fault there now. I put Jeremy Bamber podcast in the notes to remind myself because I kept forgetting the name of this podcast. It's called Blood Relatives. It is the latest in this sort of long
running In the Dark series.
In the Dark series from The New Yorker. And they have done over the years some really, really fantastic true crime series. And this time around, kind of unusually for them, they have gone transatlantic. So they've picked up a pretty famous, I would have said, British criminal case, which was, of course, Jeremy Bamber. It was the murder of his parents, his two nephews, and his sister at their family home, White House Farm. Now, this is so well known in the UK. It was turned into, I think ITV turned it into a miniseries. But what they've done with Blood Relatives and In the Dark is they have actually really gone back and interrogated the case that was made against him at the time. He has, for 30-something years, maintained his innocence of this crime. And honestly now, this is one that genuinely stopped me in my tracks when there is a reveal quite late in the series about the case and about the, I suppose, the legal implications of what was presented in the court and the court of public opinion, because he was very much seen as this sort of monster, understandably, if you thought that he had done the crime. But yeah, that was one that really genuinely now stopped me in my tracks. Fantastic series, really, really well told. And I think because that case, we would maybe be familiar with it through UK media. This is telling it through, I suppose, a less jaded prism, in that it's an American journalist who wouldn't have been familiar with the case coming in, putting fresh eyes on it. And what she reveals is quite startling.
And these true crime podcasts, do you get a sense that they're just rethreading an existing story that might have been in the print media? Are they adding new elements? Do you get that sense, like, that there is new things you didn't know, even if you had read the original court transcripts, the stories, etc.?
So in this case, absolutely. There is new material. There is stuff that wasn't maybe presented in the various trials that he had. And she was given an extraordinary level of access to be able to do that. It's a real mix on that front. And I think there is still a huge interest in true crime, but I definitely feel like I've observed in the last few years, people are more keen to see maybe more victim centric and less sort of tabloid, just for the sake of it, rehashing, you know.
So the bar is getting a bit higher,
it is. And there's been a number of really, really stellar investigative pieces. I think one of the standout ones from the last couple of years would be The Teacher's Pet in Australia, which actually resulted in somebody being jailed for a crime years and years later. So yeah, they're absolutely really, really good. True crime podcasts are very much adding I would have said, the investigative journalism side of things, and doing so really, really well. So that is one example of that. Another sort of true crime one that was on my list is, and it's not really true crime, it's kind of, it's been described by the Guardian as format busting. It's called Wisecrack. When you start listening to this, you just don't know what to make of it. It starts with this American TV crime producer, Jodie Tove. She's over in Edinburgh, taking a break from, I suppose, the dark side of the work that she does at home. And she happens upon this gig by a comedian, an English comedian called Ed Hedges, where he is talking about the scariest moment in his life and a brush with a real life murderer. And she then decides she wants to tell his story. So it starts, there's all this, like, again, it really does start. That's the one actually I bought the subscription to be able to listen to the rest of it. And funnily enough, I actually listened to it alongside a friend of mine, which I find really hard to do. I don't find it easy to listen to podcasts.
Yeah, if you find someone with the same taste, but that's, in my case, that could be take a while.
Yes, and I suppose something that blends stand-up comedy with murder is perhaps a niche area of taste, but certainly my friend Rachel was right there with me. But yeah, it's really, really good, and it's got some really surprising moments in it. I don't want to say too much on that one because I feel like the case involved in that is not that well known, and therefore I could end up spoiling it for somebody.
Now, let's stay with somewhat related but slightly different. A lot of people listening, she's probably been on News Talk a few times, but British journalist Carol Cadwalader, she was involved in the investigation of the whole Cambridge Analytica, what happened with Brexit, and she was involved in the high-profile court case. She's a journalist with The Observer / Guardian, although The Observer has changed ownership recently and she has left and got out with her own media organisation and media outlet online, of course. But now she's also moved into the whole podcast area, and with a kind of a personal theme.
Yeah, really quite personal, actually. It is a podcast she made alongside her stepdaughter. It's the daughter of her long, long-term ex-partner. They clearly have a lovely, lovely relationship. And actually, the rapport between them really, really carries the show. But it tells the story that the daughter is called Hannah Mossman Moore. It tells the story of this young woman who...
Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
through kind of just very minor naivety and mistakes that she has made in sort of befriending someone who might have been helpful to her career, ends up being horrendously stalked online for years and years and years, and kind of doggedly so.
Like, and had this gone through the courts separately to the podcast? Are you aware?
So, no, this had not gone through the courts. And actually, one of the things that one of the points the podcast is making is how poor the sort of area of law, the protections in law are
interesting.
For people who are the victims of stalking.
I wonder, was she worried that, like, her ex-partner would take legal action over the content? Obviously, she got a lawyer and all the rest of it.
So the man that was stalking the stepdaughter isn't an ex-partner. He's just somebody who had befriended
her. Is he named? I mean,
They name him at later points in the series. Once, obviously, the show, but like they go into incredible detail. They actually manage to. I mean, they speak to people who as criminologists study people's vocal patterns or style of writing, and kind of pick apart emails that he sent to other people and emails that he sent to Hannah to kind of really, really hone in on this one particular person.
Yeah, it's remarkable, because if you went to that with that kind of content to an Irish publisher or media house, I mean, it's said to be very nervous about airing it. So it's very interesting they've managed. I'd say there's a lot of work that's gone on to get it to the stage it came in at.
Huge amount of work. And I mean, that's the thing with all of these ones that we've spoken about so far. They are all limited series, and with good reason, because that, you know, it's kind of an unsustainable level of research that is involved in putting something like that together. But it does mean, like I said, you have these lovely contained pieces that you can listen to at any point in time.
Yeah, and if you can't get that story out in another way through a conventional media, this is another
route,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, she's no longer in The Observer, so maybe she, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, and she was kind of, I mean, I think she wasn't treated great in that regard. And she's someone I've been a fan of for many years. So I was delighted, because the release of this podcast, and it was a smash hit success in the UK, it kind of coincided with what was probably professionally a difficult period for her otherwise. Okay. So that was great to see.
Dee, we're under a bit of time pressure, because this, unlike a podcast, we do have some sort of concrete tying brackets on us here. So Fela Kuti, this is about a musician who is not widely known. Can you just briefly tell us a bit about that?
Absolutely superb. It's from the same guy that made Dolly Parton's America. So it is about nation building. It is about colonialism. It is about music. It is about what the nature of power is. It is, of all the ones that I listened to over the course of the year, the one that I would say, do not sleep on this. It features contributions from people like Obama and Flea.
I know, I'm waiting to get to the part of your list which goes, here's the light one.
This one has light moments. There's some funny moments.
Well, you actually do have one coming.
I do have one.
Let's get straight to that, because Ill Advised with Bill Nye is a completely different thing to everything you've spoken about.
This is about as light as they come. He literally describes it himself as just a pleasant way to waste your time. He takes questions from his audience and then answers them with the very strong caveat that he is in no way in a position to give anybody life advice, because he's made loads of decisions that
I was in a restaurant a few months ago in Dublin, and he was sitting there. He's quite a regular visitor here to do various things.
Yeah.
So, and
he's just a charming kind of character. You know, you kind of get the sense he's a bit of a cad, but he owns it. And yeah, it's a really, really fun, a delightful listen.
If you liked him in all the sort of Richard Curtis stuff and all those movies, Love Actually,
you will love this.
This is the next thing to get onto.
He has a lot of fun with the advice that he's giving, and he kind of weaves in these yarns from his own personal experience as well. So it's just a really lovely light touch listen.
Like all awards, we have to give honourable mentions to one or two others, which is the ones that didn't win normally in any kind of competition. We've got Culture Pigs, Lines of Inquiry, The Rest is Entertainment, Stick to Death. You've got more death here, right? Dead Certain. Do you want to pick any of them out briefly and say?
Lines of Inquiry is a super one that's Irish, and it's actually made by Bauer, and it is just fantastic. It's kind of former Garda member kind of looking back on crimes in his career. And then The Rest is Entertainment. It's Richard Osmond and Marina Hines. That is one that I literally, it kind of bookmarks my week when that comes out. I just find it The two of them together, the rest is stable, right? It is indeed.
So the history, Gary Lineker.
Yeah, but they cover just entertainment stories. So it could be anything from, you know, the fonts that are used in publishing to stuff that's going down in the BBC. And they just, they're incredibly knowledgeable and really engaging. And then Culture Pigs is kind of in the similar vein, but it's an Irish one as well.
I'm kind of worried, like, because I mean, not worried, but what I'm noticing here is you might need a lot more money and resources to get some of these podcasts out. So the idea of just two people sitting in a room together might not, like, in other words, are they getting better, but it's also raising the bar? You need to have legal advisors and people, you know?
I mean, it depends. I mean, if you're making The Rest is Entertainment or an Ill-Advised with Bill Nighy or a Culture Pigs, yeah, I mean, that's pretty straightforward, you know? But then obviously, like anything, if for the big investigative pieces, the thing is that I've chosen a lot of those there because they were the standout ones to me. There's actually less of them being made right now because of what you've just identified there.
Yeah, I suppose there's the stereotype of the two, how dare I say it, middle-aged men in the studio going, hey, how are you, Terry? How are you, Dermot? You know, I mean, which is all, I'm all in favour of that type of, but it just sounds like you're saying that the excellence level, the quality level is going up is what I'm picking up from your reviews.
It is very much my world. So obviously I'm going to be kind of able to pick out ones that I think stand out as anyone would. But yeah, look, it's an emerging media form. And so people are, I guess, kind of evolving with it, and styles are evolving with it as well.
Yeah, well, it's good to see. Like, any industry, evolution is good. Thanks, Dee Reddy, very much for coming in and review. You get extra bounty points for dropping in on New Year's Eve. I presume your main celebration is getting underway later in the afternoon. That's it, me. Just to try again, if that's it from me, Emmett Oliver, many thanks.
Late Breakfast. This is News Talk.
It's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.